You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
John chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law of Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No, Lord." Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." The scribes and Pharisees bring a woman caught in adultery. Now note how they didn't bring the man caught in adultery with her. Leviticus 20:10 and Deuteronomy 22:22 clearly condemn both parties caught in adultery, but they don't bring the man. This makes one wonder how committed these scribes and Pharisees are to the law. Verse 6 highlights their intentions clearly. It says, "This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him." I am struck by how the scribes and Pharisees bring in the woman in front of everyone to where Jesus was teaching publicly. It's a rather embarrassing situation, but they're trying to make a point in the temple, a very public place. There are echoes of their attitude in Matthew 9:13, among many other places, when Jesus is dealing with a similar situation. Our Lord in Matthew 9 says, "Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice." In the situation here in John 8, Jesus doesn't respond verbally initially, thereby setting us an example, among many others, for controlling our speech, which would be a wonderful thing for us to do in the remainder of this blessed season. When we're pushed by people, are we choosing to be slow to respond? Jesus bends down and writes with his finger on the ground. We don't know for sure what he wrote because the Bible doesn't tell us. Commentators from early on have speculated, but I love what Jerome, one of the church fathers, says in a sermon against the Pelagians. He says Jesus was writing the sins of those who were accusing this woman. Now Jesus is God and the lawgiver. He teaches the scribes and Pharisees a lesson about what righteousness should be based in. And as the good shepherd, he also rescues the woman from their public shaming. When they're all gone, Jesus ends the story saying to the woman, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on sin no more." We can recall here John 5:14. Now, he doesn't say, "Neither do I condemn you, so it doesn't matter if you commit adultery." Sin does have a significant effect. Families can break down because of adultery, which is a lose-lose-lose-lose situation for everyone. It's a lose situation for the parties that are involved in adultery, for the other spouse or spouses, for the children, and for the wider family and friends. This is part of why Jesus tells the woman, "Go, and from now on, sin no more." Our Lord shows this woman mercy, and he forgives her. He then calls her to change to a conversion of life. In our lives today, where do we need to encounter God's mercy and forgiveness? Maybe we're like the woman, or maybe we're like the scribes and Pharisees. Possibly, we're like both. As we meet Jesus' mercy and receive his forgiveness, he calls us to change and to move forward in the freedom he provides us.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.sermonsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.